Perek Beit, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel Mehilel Mishamai. Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was wont to say, Im Lamadata Torah Harbei, Al Tachazik Tovali Atzmecha, Kilkach Notzarta. The pshat in this Mishnah, simple pshat, simple to say, and perhaps not so simple to do, is to deal with the issue of arrogance. And a person who learned a lot of Torah, and therefore has accomplished a lot in Torah, should not consider that he has become somehow superior to everybody else. That is, Torah should not be the basis of arrogance. Now, nothing should be the basis of arrogance, because arrogance is not acceptable. But nonetheless, there's a particular onus if a person says, look at how much I know, I feel so proud of myself, I'm somebody. Why? Because you're only doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is what a person is created for. A person is created to learn and to live Torah. So you learn Torah, then you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's the pshat, and the pshat is profound enough, but I just want to add one other idea. And this is an idea that is found in a number of svarim. In lamadata Torah harbei, if you've learned a lot of Torah, al tachazi tova la'atzmecha, then Torah is what? What do we call Torah? Tov. When do we call Torah Tov? Gentlemen? Anyway, Chazanim here? Ki lekach Tov. Right? Torah is... Okay, I don't need the choir. Okay. Torah is Tov. Torah is essentially Tov. So if you've learned a lot of Torah, you have a lot of Tov. Al tachazi. Don't hold it for yourself alone. Because you were created to learn Torah and to teach Torah. If you keep it to yourself, you know a lot and instructs you a lot, but you've missed an essential part of Torah, which is not only to learn, but to teach. We say this every day. When? Davening. Lilmod, Lilamed. Lilmod and Lilamed go together. Chazal say on the pasuk, V'toras chesed al lishona. She has a Torah of chesed on her tongue. What does that mean? Chazal say, V'chi yesh Torah she'alino shel chesed. Is there a Torah that's not a Torah of chesed? And they say a Torah that you learn only for yourself is a Torah not of chesed. A Torah that you learn to teach, and that's al lishona, that you're speaking it out to others, that you're giving it over to others, that's a Torah of chesed. There is a frightening chazal on the parsha, on the story in Shoftim of Pilegish Begiva, where terrible, terrible, terrible story, and the end is a tragedy. Tens of thousands of people are killed because of this awful story. And the Yalkut Shimoni quotes is a medrash that it says, how did this happen? These 72,000 people that were killed as a result of the terrible thing of the Pilegish Begiva, why were they killed? And it says, who's the fault? The fault is not ultimately the people who did the terrible things, but the people who remained silent. And had they not remained silent, perhaps it would never have happened. Who are those people who remained silent? And the Medrash says, Hayolahem L'sanhedri gedola shiniach Moshe v'Yoshua ben Chinfas ben Elazar imohem. The Sanhedrin that was established in Eretz Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Sanhedrin should have done what? Sheyikshu chavolim shal barzdam v'snei av yagbiu b'gdeim l'malam yakvoseim The Sanhedrin should have gone to the great bother of going from city to city in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Echad L'Lachish. One day in Lachish, Yom Echad L'Egon, Yom Echad L'Chevron, Yom Echad L'Beit El, Yom Echad L'Yerushalayim. Go around, go out to where the people are living. And what? V'yalamdu otam derech eretz b'shana b'shtayim b'shalosh b'arba b'chamesh ad shi yashu Yisrael b'artzam. Day after day, travel the long and difficult journey. Go out to the Jews in Lachish and Eglon and Chevron and teach them Torah, teach them derech eretz. 1 year, and another year, and another year. That's your responsibility. Yitkadel v'yitkadesh shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam kulo shebaram yisof ha'olam ad sofo. And the meaning of this is, if they do that, if they were to have done it, then the name of God would have been magnified and sanctified in the world He created, which means this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of them. I heim lo asukein. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Ela kevin shenichnasu Yisrael artzom. Kol echad ve'echad ratz l'karmo l'zeito v'yomer shalom alai nafshi. Shalom laharbot haTorah. Every one of them, and this refers to the people of the Sanhedrin. Refers to all of us here. I know nobody here thinks of the Sanhedrin, but you, when you go back to England, they're going to think you're the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon. So listen carefully. You go back. The Sanhedrin came and they said, Shalom alai nafshi. And what did they do? They settled in their vineyards, in their orchards, and they didn't take responsibility. It wasn't my responsibility. Let somebody else do it. And because of that, they are responsible. We are responsible. If we learn Torah, yes, it's wonderful, you know Torah. If you don't go and teach it, you say, but I have nothing to teach. You know, I came to yeshiva and I learned how much I didn't know. But out there, you're the Baal Shem Tov. You're the Sanhedrin. You're the Vilna Gaon. And that means, gentlemen, that every moment that you're in the yeshiva, you're preparing to go out and to teach Torah. So remember that. Remember that. Somewhere, sometime, somebody will ask you a question. And you will know the answer because you decided to spend that night in the Beis Medrash the whole night. Certainly for Night Seder. So you learn something and you'll have the answer. Or you won't. Because you didn't spend that moment that you should have been spending learning. You didn't do it. And you said somebody else will answer the question if it happens. But nobody else will answer the question. Al tachzei tova le'atzmecha. Don't fail. Don't fail. Stand up. Teach. Learn and teach. But if you don't learn, chas v'shalom, you won't have what to teach.